close the work week on a good note, our colleagues at NPR Music brought us a roundup of their favorite music out today. Here are NPR's Stephen Thompson and Sheldon Pierce.
The country singer Lainey Wilson has a new album called Whirlwind. Let's hear a little bit of the song Hang Tight, Honey. Lainey Wilson has been around a lot longer than I think people think she has. She started out kind of coming up from absolutely the ground floor. Like early in her career, she worked as a Hannah Montana impersonator. She's gone on to release now 5 full-length albums. She won Best Country Album at this year's Grammys. She's on the Twisters soundtrack. She's really becoming like a major, major kind of headlining country star. And this record really feels like it is cementing that position.
Yeah, I mean, thinking specifically about Hang Tight, Honey as like the opener into this record, the entry point, it's so easy to get swept up in like the rip-roaring excitement of that song. It carries like all this like pent-up elation of knowing you'll see someone you miss dearly soon and the eagerness of wanting to knock down the door on the way. I think so much of the music on this record is full of like very like sharp feeling. They almost prickle out of these songs. She is such a bright and beaming personality.
Well, that's Lainey Wilson. Her new album is called Whirlwind. Give us your next pick.
So my pick is by Illuminati Hotties. It's an album called Power. The band created and fronted by the producer Sarah Tudson, who has worked on records for Boy Genius, Wise Blood, Cloud Nothings, and Speedy Ortiz. I think the band's third album is the best yet, the first made since Tudson was able to write songs after losing her mother to cancer. Let's hear a little bit of the song, Rob. There is like this perfect like sway happening across this record. It moves from one to the other so seamlessly. I think you can even hear that in Rot because the vocal performance on that is so light, it's so airy, but then you like sort of lean in and listen to the lyrics and it's like covered in fog, carrying on. It's impossible to carry it all when I'm dropping the ball. Living is optional. Like, that is a very tough sentiment, but also like the flow of it lyrically is very, very beautiful. So this sort of ability to capture the tough, the difficult, the raw, the emotional, but also the light, the airy, the free, the liberated aspects of her personality and her sound really come to the fore on this record.
Yeah, it's fantastic. That's Illuminati Hotties. Their new album is called Power. Next up, we've got a new record by the Irish band Fontaines D.C., their new album is called Romance. Let's hear a little bit of the song, Here's the Thing. So here's the thing. I know you want it. I feel your pain. It's mine, it's mine. I know you're right. I know you work out. They came out a few years ago with records that just really had that kind of, these like blurts of aggression. Yeah. Songs with this thundering, chanting quality to them. And I got a sense when I heard their first album, like, okay, I know what this band is. This band is very good at this kind of chugging, urgent, like just a certain kind of very specific sound. And when you listen to this album, Romance, you're hearing them swirl in so many other influences. You hear a song like the title track, and it sounds a little bit like Alt-J. It's like strange and atmospheric. You hear, you know, Here's the Thing, has this like almost swooning quality to it. Little bits of pop woven into that sound. There are other songs that tap into a little the feel of like shoegaze music.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it all still sounds like Fontaine's DC. They're just more confident and more versatile. So that is Romance from Fontaine's DC. Sheldon, hit us with your next pick.
Yeah, the next one for me is from the Queens rapper Heems. It's called Vina LP. Heems is perhaps best known for breaking through in the early 2010s as a member of the alt-rap group Das Racist. In 2015, he released the album Eat, Pray, Thug, which sort of considered the Indian American experience post 9/11. And its follow-up didn't come until earlier this year. I guess the hiatus truly is over because only 6 months later, he's back with this new record, which is named for his mother and sort of features voicemails from Riz and No Doubt's Tony Kanaal and Hasan Minhaj. Let's listen to a little bit of Manto.
They pulled him out of Rawalpindi. Nani speak Punjabi, but my mama speaking Hindi. My only inheritance is broken tongues within me. Generational trauma for Punjabis in this Indies. What's in a line? I could draw one every time. I stand in line in court when they bag me for a crime. A sword or a nine.
I feel like this song finds Heems in his most effective mode, sort of considering generational trauma and Indian identity with this pointedness and poignancy, thinking specifically about those in his family who survived the partition of India and Pakistan in 1947. I'm most moved by his delivery, like when it seems like he's almost struggling to get the words out because they're weighing on him so heavily, something he talks about as having PTSD for something he didn't witness. And it's like he is not just using that wit towards like joking ends. There is also a real sense of purpose in his music. And I think this record finds the perfect sort of middle ground between like providing the humor that he is known for, but also like digging beneath the surface and thinking about his community and how he is representative of it.
That is Heems. His new album is Vina LP.
That was Stephen Thompson and Sheldon Pierce from NPR Music. You can hear more in their full episode of New Music Friday from the podcast All Songs Considered.